is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. District Judge Brian E. Murphy in Massachusetts ruled Tuesday night that U.S. officials must retain custody and control of migrants allegedly removed to South Sudan in case he orders that those removals were unlawful. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson explains.
What the judge in Massachusetts said is that people cannot be deported without notice, without a letter written in a language that they will understand and some opportunity to contest. And what the plaintiffs are arguing in this case is that that simply did not happen.
The judge will hold an emergency hearing Wednesday. With his budget and tax plans facing a close vote, President Trump went to Capitol Hill Tuesday to push for passage and to tell members to leave Medicaid benefits alone. More from CBS News congressional reporter Torian Small.
Speaker Johnson saying that there are quite a few beneficiaries who do not naturally qualify for the program and have been on the program in an unchecked manner. There is also the claim, which has not been verified, that there are undocumented immigrants on the Medicaid program. Democrats are obviously responding to that, saying that that is not true and that is an excuse to gut the program, but there is a clear conflict in messaging.
House Republicans are preparing to vote on the multi-trillion dollar package possibly as soon as Wednesday. Summer's peak vacation season is approaching and many popular destinations are seeing a hike in short-term home rental prices.
Heading to the Hamptons for the summer costs a lot more that time of year. Same in Augusta, Georgia in the spring, which sees a 178% markup on places to stay on vacation thanks to the Masters Tournament. Bankrate's Alex Gailey.
We found that short-term rental rates tend to double in many popular vacation spots like Long Island, New York, Yellowstone National Park, Lake of the Ozarks.
She says come winter, the biggest markups are in places like Vail, Colorado and Green Bay, Wisconsin. Matt Piper, CBS News.
CBS News has learned that the Navy is disciplining several members of SEAL Team 4 after racist memes, including one depicting slavery, were shared in a group signal chat that included a fellow black SEAL.
The memes were shared several years ago, but were recently surfaced, prompting an investigation by the Navy. Following the investigation, the commander, the overall commander of Naval Special Warfare Command, traveled to both coasts to address the behavior, and the Navy is continuing to conduct accountability actions. Eleanor Watson, CBS News, The Pentagon.
The Senate will move this week to block California from enforcing vehicle emission standards tougher than the federal government's. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
KFC has $7 chicken and waffles, juicy hand-breaded chicken, rich syrup-drizzled waffles, and it's just so awesome that you can go to KFC right now while I'm stuck in this recording booth. So fun that you can literally just go out and get sweet and savory chicken and waffles, and I'm in here telling you about it. Love this for me. Try new KFC chicken and waffles for an envy-inducing $7 or feed the group for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
The Chicago White Sox are touting Pope Leo's appreciation for the team.
There's a graphic installation near Section 140 at Raitt Field on Chicago's south side with a smiling mural of Pope Leo and a screenshot from the TV broadcast in 2005 in which he appeared in the stands.
That's one game that I will never forget that I was sitting next to him.
That's Eddie Schmidt, who was just five at the time, and his family has been friends with the Pope for years.
I don't want anyone to think he's a Cubs fan because he's not a Cubs fan.
The White Sox have sent the Pope a jersey and hat. Allison Keys, CBS News.
The European Union will provide funds to help keep radio-free Europe afloat after the Trump administration stopped payments to the pro-democracy service. Its lawyers have been fighting the administration in court. The EU's foreign ministers agreed to a $6.2 million contract to support Radio Free Europe, describing it as a safety net for independent journalism. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers will be likely in the overnight. It will see a breezy northeast wind. It'll be up around 25 at 30 miles per hour. Look for morning lows to drop into the mid-40s. On Wednesday, shower chances continue. Northeast winds, highs near 50. Currently 46 degrees.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Keep away from a run around sewer. Away from a runner out to a pit at all. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now, people, let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Well, since she put me down, I've been off doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Rhonda, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
Just like that.
Sha la 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 la
da-dee-da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. Used to sing sha la 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 la.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be, yeah.
what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Yeah. One, two, tres, cuatro.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
If all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more than trouble. You
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In New Orleans, Sheriff Susan Hudson has suspended her reelection campaign after the big jailbreak at the Orleans Parish Jail.
The escape of 10 individuals from the Orleans Justice Center is unacceptable. It is deeply troubling to me as your sheriff, and I know it is equally troubling to you and the public that we are sworn to protect.
Five of the escapees have been captured, with five still at large. U.S. District Judge Brian E. Murphy in Massachusetts ruled late last night that U.S. officials must retain custody and control of migrants allegedly removed to South Sudan as he considers if those deportations were lawful. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson says immigration lawyers filed an emergency motion saying the Trump administration is in violation of a court order.
What the plaintiffs are arguing in this case is that people are being deported to South Sudan, which is obviously known as a place that is undergoing an extreme amount of conflict. Again, we have the Trump administration taking a very aggressive stance on an immigration issue and an argument that they are, in fact, taking such an aggressive stance that it is violating a court order.
Judge Murphy will hold an emergency hearing today. With $25 billion in seed money in the House Republican spending bill, President Trump is hoping to start building what he calls the Golden Dome, a high-tech